AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hurricane season is in full gear. Tropical Storm Kirk is formed in the Atlantic and is expected to become a powerful hurricane later this week. People in the South are cleaning up from powerful Hurricane Helene. The number of dead in six states is 107. Western North Carolina is dealing with severe flooding from Helene. Sheriff Quentin Wilson in Asheville says at least 35 people there have died.
No breakdown as far as how, you know, these occurrences have happened. So you could imagine the devastation is there. So in some cases, we may not even be able to determine.
This woman is in Cape Lookout, North Carolina.
These people have major devastation. I'm going to have, you know, HVAC and ductwork and things like that. Never got this high.
President Biden described the impact of Helene as stunning and said he would visit the area this week as long as it does not disrupt rescues or recovery. Today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke directly to the Iranian people.
You see a regime that subjugates you make fiery speeches about defending Lebanon, defending Gaza. Yet every day, that regime plunges our region deeper into darkness and deeper into war.
An Israeli airstrike hit an apartment in a building in central Beirut, killing at least three Palestinian militants. Hezbollah's acting leader promised to fight on following the death of longtime leader Hassan Nasrallah.
There is nowhere in the Middle East Israel cannot reach. There's nowhere we will not go to protect our people and protect our country.
Separately, Palestinians say an Israeli airstrike killed six people in Gaza. The FBI has agreed to pay more than $22 million to settle a class action lawsuit alleging female recruits were singled out for dismissal in training and routinely sexually harassed by instructors. A lawyer for the women says these problems are pervasive within the FBI and the attitudes that created them were learned at the academy. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are slipping back from the record highs on Wall Street following a wild start to the week for financial markets in Asia. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% in the first hour of trading Monday. The benchmark index is coming off its sixth winning week in the last seven. The Dow fell 102 points. That's about 0.2%. The Dow set its latest all-time high on Friday. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. A big test for Wall Street's rally will arrive on Friday. That's when the U.S. government offers up its latest monthly update on the job market. In Asia, Japanese stocks tumbled while Chinese indexes soared. Treasury yields ticked higher in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
DirecTV is buying Dish and Sling in a deal they have been trying to complete for years. It's an attempt by DirecTV to better compete against streaming services. AT&T said it was selling its remaining stake in DirecTV to a private equity firm. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.